Imagine if your customers paid you to give them a quote. No, we haven't lost our marbles. Tune into this episode and find out how you could do it too.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Welcome to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. Today is episode 26. G'day, Michaela.
Hello, Warwick.
We've got the device working this time. Well, I've got the device working as the inept technical director, but people are looking at us strange again today, aren't they, Michaela?
They are, because we are out and about again today for our episode. It's always good to change your environment and try something different. And so we're one with nature today. The birds are singing, the sun is shining, and we're sitting in the middle of a park.
We are. So we're down by the banks of the river. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? I've got to remember not to turn my head away from this thing. But we're sitting by the beautiful Brisbane River, so we give away our location for today. And there was a pile driving machine in the background before. So if you hear a big bass beat, it's not me tapping my fingers on the table, listeners.
No, and there's some arborists hanging around and children and dogs and and all sorts of things. So hopefully they'll just be quiet for the next little while.
I'll just yell at them. So today we want to talk about, as we sort of gave away in the intro to the show, is how to charge for quotes.
You're going crazy.
Da, da, da.
Are you mad?
I've lost my marbles. Charge for quotes. How on earth can you charge for
a
quote?
No one will pay for a quote, Warwick.
That's right. And certainly that's the perception, isn't it? Is that I can't charge for quotes. I've got to do the whole free quote thing. Apart from the fact that's what everybody else seems to be doing. Who would pay to get a quote for work that I'm going to do for you?
Never. It'd never happen.
So the problem with this whole free quote thing, and I see a number of problems with the clients that I work with at Tradies Business Toolkit, is the time involved. And a great example of this, I chatted to a fencing company a little while ago and just talked to them about their sales process. And the business owner's biggest problem was that he didn't have time to do things. That's what he said to me. I just don't have time for everything, Warwick. And I was like, oh, okay. So tell me a bit about your sales process and your revenue and how many quotes have you got in the pipeline. Anyway, long story short, the guy turns over about $1.5 to $2 million a year. Plus, he had done $1 million worth of quotes in the previous 12 months that hadn't gone ahead.
Wow.
So he'd quoted on almost twice as much business as what he'd actually done. So can you imagine the time he burnt driving to sites, measuring up, sitting in the office, tapping away at the computer, worse still, scratching them out on pieces of paper and sending those to his clients who never actually bought anything from him.
And they probably were so busy doing that they never even followed up those quotes.
That's
even
right.
When they spent all that time doing it, they didn't have enough time to even follow up after all that work was done.
And that was one of his other big problems, is he said, I don't have time to follow up the quotes that I've done. So how is he going to convert them into customers if he's not following them up?
Mm.
So massive issue is the amount of time put into doing all of these free quotes. Some of the other problems that I see with that is just the way that devalues our advice as professional tradespeople. Going, racing around the countryside, giving away our advice and recommendations for free really doesn't do our industry any favours.
No.
So there are a couple of big problems that I see. You see any issues with free quoting, Michaela?
Well, it also, it really is devaluing your advice, and it's going along that point before, but it really does just cheapen everything that you've got to say, and it creates this mentality that, people can get whatever they need for nothing.
Yeah.
And just keep shopping around till they get what they want and bargain and things like that. So it's just such a big time suck, and it's not done the most efficient way that it can be.
No. And I guess, like you say, it kind of not only cheapens the advice that we give as tradies, but that then flows on to people's expectations around our labour rates and everything else. Because if I'm going to drive out and spend 2 hours doing a free quote, then how could I charge you $100 an hour for my time when I do come and do the job?
That's right.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So what are some of the alternatives, do you reckon?
Well, look, some of the alternatives are, I suppose, a couple of initial ones is perhaps look at working on our conversion rates. So I know time is definitely an issue for a lot of our listeners, but tweaking that sales process and looking for ways to, perhaps outsource some tasks to someone like yourself at Tradies VA so that you've got the time to follow up the quotes. Because often it's just a simple phone call because you think about the stories we hear, Michaela, that tradies just don't follow up, they don't ring people back. So for our listeners who are all proactive, committed business people, if you can just pick up the phone and follow up your quotes, you're probably going to be ahead of the game already.
Yeah, it's like I met with a client last week who they're a property maintenance group, and you know, they chase work down, they have reps on the road and things like that, and they quote for 20 and 30 grand projects and never do a follow-up phone call.
Seriously?
You know, like he said, I've quoted a $20,000 project 3 weeks ago and no one's followed it up. Like, what are we doing?
That's crazy.
You know, so he just realises the craziness of it. So, I mean, that's something we do a lot, is follow-up quotes, just give that touch point, make sure they got the quote, have they got any questions, try and get an answer out of them, and just progress that. And it really does make a difference. And like they say, it's like on average a 1 in 5 quote conversion rate. Even if you did that to 2 out of 5, you've also doubled your quote conversion rate. So it's something that, can really make a difference.
And that flows straight through to profit, because you've already done the work to quote the job. So
that's
following up quotes, however you need to do that. Bit better qualification of prospects as well. And this is one that I have a few arguments about with people, is stop saying yes to everything and everybody. I was listening to a great podcast, funnily enough, somebody else's. I do listen to other people's voices apart from my own. But they were just talking about, I guess, this fear around saying no. And when we, particularly when we first start out in business, we feel like we have to be all things to all people. And you know, when we're starting out, we want to take on what we can get. But as you progress in business, you have to start being a little more selective and working out who are you best placed to deal with. You know, sometimes maybe you're not the right person to do their job for them.
That's right. And if they're ringing up wanting something done in 6 months' time, really, is that worth your time going out now to quote on it?
Yeah.
You know, and just asking a few, even just a couple of questions from the initial phone call can really dramatically help make you going out to better quotes and better qualified ones. So just a few simple questions around timing, budgets, what are they actually after, and being more selective in what you do.
I love that. And the key word you said there, Michaela, is questions. And some of the simplest things you can do is actually, it's a bit like a script, but make a list of some of the key questions you need to ask people when they phone up and say, oh, how much to replace my toilet system, or how much to, you know, do the brakes on my car, is to have some good quality questions to ask people so that you're not caught on the spot and you can just pre-qualify a little bit and, like you said, work out maybe budget, timing, you know, how important it is to them, perhaps their values around quality and that sort of stuff. So then you can really start to position your business in the right way for that person, or work out if, you know what, you're just ringing for a third quote so you can take it to your wife and make a decision. Honestly, that's probably not going to be us, because, you know, you're going to get shopped out against someone cheaper anyway. So great point there. A couple of last ones here. Look, you could put your prices up in general to sort of cover the fact that you're racing around doing all this free time stuff. We'll talk in another episode about that one, I think. We'll leave that for another day when we don't have a pile driving machine in the background.
But what about this concept of actually charging to go out and do a quote?
Do we have to talk about it?
Well, it's kind of what we said.
It's a bit scary. Charge for quotes. Look, it's it is a bit scary and it's a bit weird. There are people doing it, and I want to talk about someone we had on an episode way back in episode 5.
Oh, the good old days.
of this podcast. So if you haven't listened to episode 5, press pause on this one now, jump back, and just have a listen to Ben Perrin from Adrian Perrin Plumbing, where he talks about his business in general. But Ben is a plumber who actually charges for quotes. And he started doing this a little while ago now, a couple of years ago. So he's still in business. he still gets customers. And they charge, you know, in the vicinity of $80, $90 to go and do a quote. Because he was one of these tradies with that same problem, running around doing all these free quotes. People were really just getting the three prices to make a decision. And it wasn't working out for him. And he had no time. So he started charging for quotes. And what happened was, he got more committed customers. His conversion rate actually went up because the people who did want a quote wanted a professional. They were willing to pay to get the pricing and the advice because, You know, he's a professional plumber, so he's actually going out and giving recommendations about drainage or guttering or whatever. So, you know, that has some value in it. And it was positioned really well. And those people are converting like crazy because they can experience his whole sales process and his professionalism. They're willing to pay for the advice, so they're obviously committed to the process.
Yeah.
And they turn out to be much better customers as well in the long run. And it weeds out those tyre kickers and price shoppers that I know lots and lots of tradies complain about out there in the market.
And so out of how many inquiries that he gets, you know, how many actually take up the pay quote scenario, do you know?
Well, he was surprised actually when he first put it in place, when I chatted to him about it. And basically, the customers that he talks to now, he pretty much has next to no pushback about paying for the quote.
Right.
People are just like, yeah, that's fair enough. You're a professional, you're going to come and give us some advice. And if they go ahead with him and get the work done, he just knocks that off the price.
Yeah.
So really it's just a deposit on getting the work done. And the assumption is from Ben is that, well, they're going to use him because he's professional, he's got a great team, you know, he's got an awesome culture, he's got a great reputation in his region. So it's almost like it just shows people how confident him and his team are in the work that they're doing.
Yeah. And so what sort of script would he use when someone rings up wanting a quote? What sort of some things people can say to make that, you know, process
yep.
easier
yep.
and get the customer on board?
Look, it's literally just explaining the process to them. And it comes down to building value in dealing with a professional tradesperson versus, you know, your backyard guy.
Yeah.
And g'day to all the backyard operators out there listening to the
they
podcast.
They wouldn't be listening to us. What are you talking about?
But if you're a backyarder, no doubt, and you are listening to this, you're striving to build a more professional business that you know, you can perhaps get off the tools. So some of the stuff that you would look to be saying is just talking people through your process. So look, what we're going to do, Mrs. Jones, is we're going to send one of our qualified tradespeople out. He's going to spend some time with you, assess the job, put together a written report for you, and we'll deliver that back to you as some recommendations about what we think you should be doing and what the best solutions are for you. And so it just sounds like proper professional advice rather
yeah.
than, oh, yeah, mate, I'll be there. Yeah, look, I can get there at 2 o'clock the Savo.
Or I'll just get there sometime next
yeah,
week. I'll
yeah.
just give you a
I'll
call.
Drop in on my way home one day.
Yeah.
You know, it just really sets the business apart as a professional business that
yeah.
You're going to pay for their advice.
Yeah.
And then they outline the fact that, and then if you proceed with the job, we'll take that quote fee off the value of the job. So really, you know, it's just a down payment on the job.
Yep.
And so, yeah, he's been blown away, actually, that, you know, it's like it's less than 10% of people actually have an issue with paying for that quote.
Right.
And his conversion rates are in excess of 70 or 80%.
Wow.
So, you know, you talked about 2 in 5 before.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's more like 4 in 5.
Yeah.
Are converting.
Because he's
to
charging
work.
For quotes.
Exactly.
Madness.
Crazy stuff.
So the challenge this week is really to have a look at your processes and see how you can implement, you know, charging for quotes.
Totally.
And we'd love to hear your results.
And it doesn't have to be that, you know, $80 or $90
yeah.
if that freaks you out. Just make it a nominal fee, you know. It's a $45 quote fee.
Yep.
Just to at least cover some of your time and really weed out the people who aren't serious about using you as their professional tradesperson.
Yep.
Give it a try and give us some feedback. Hit us at tradiesbusinessshow.com. And I tell you what, leave us a voicemail.
Yep.
Click on the little SpeakPipe doodad on the right-hand side of the homepage when you land there and just leave us a voicemail and tell us, are you charging for quotes? Do you think it's a good idea, bad idea? Maybe you've tried it and just share your experience with us. We'd love to hear that. And, yeah, we might even play it on the show and send you some mystery gift like, I don't know, we're sitting under a big fig tree here, so I'm sure we could find something.
You just had a pigeon fly over your head and I'm sure I saw something white come out of it. And it
it's
was very
luck,
close
Carla.
To your head.
That's good luck, apparently.
But you survived. And make sure shout out to our sponsors of the show, MyOb PayDirect. So if you're wanting a mobile cash flow system that will help take payments on the go, make sure to check out tradiesbusinessshow.com/MYOB. And there's details all there about their mobile card reader.
Absolutely. And as I said, we're going to read some more reviews in a couple of future episodes. Make sure you go and leave us a review. We'll read them out. And we're going to come up with something really cool for people that leave reviews and get read out on the show. So, yeah, stay tuned for that one. And have fun charging for quotes. Until next time.
See you later. Hooray.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.